You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
Andrew McCart, IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast, and I'm delighted to be joined by Lee McGregor, the European Bantamweight Champion. Lee, first and foremost, since you've won that title, like I've just spoke to you a little bit before I push record there, since you've won that title, you've been like a man possessed. You've not stopped training, mate. Are you just hungrier than ever to get to keep progressing and winning more titles?
Yeah, 100%. Obviously, like the last 6 months, as much as it was a frustrating 6 months, it really made me realise my potential, and I'm within touching distance of life changing opportunities, and the progression I'm making in the gym is just obviously like just so encouraging, and it's just obviously keeping me motivated, staying in the gym. And like I said beforehand, in the lead up to this fight, it was just I was complete different, and I feel like a new fighter, a new person. Not just like in terms of my career, like just my lifestyle has totally changed. I've been guilty in the past, the after fights, like ballooning up in weight, maybe going out for weeks on end and not really keeping up my training because I feel like I've earned a rest and because I've had this hard training camp. But as I've said previously numerous times, like this is a lifestyle for me now. It's not these training camps or anything like that. Like this is my lifestyle. So like you said, ever since my fight, I've been in the gym every single day, still disciplined, still training, working on what I've been working on for the past 6 months, and obviously everybody's seen the improvement. So I'm not going to delay my improvements. I'm going to stick at it. I'm going to keep on working. I'm going to keep on drilling until I'm... Listen, this is what I mean. There's no ceiling on my success. Like, on my potential, my dreams. Like, there's not, literally, I'm improving every single day. And I even feel like when I go back down to Harlow, which I am tomorrow, Ben and Lee Riley and that are going to be like, he stayed on it because I've improved since my fight again. And that's without even the input of Ben and Lee and that. That's just basically like through, I still talk to them every day. They're still sending me things. And I think a big thing with me recently has been study, a lot of study. And I'm just, there's a lot of thought behind what I'm doing now, whereas before that wasn't the case. And that's why I'm improving so much. And that's why it's just encouraging me to keep on it.
Well, that's the thing. I've noticed it on Instagram and stuff like that. Like the way you're sort of drilling yourself and stuff like that. When I watch your little videos, and it seems to me when I'm watching you from the outside looking in, honestly, I only see what you're doing on Instagram. We might have a little chat here and there, but from the outside looking in, it seems to me that the hunger that you have now, it's like a burning desire to reach your goals. I mean, you've always had them dreams of becoming world champion and stuff like that. But right now I can feel like, and you said yourself, you're in touching distance of it. And I can feel like you're ready to stamp your authority and make your name a household name in Scotland and the UK.
Yeah, 100%. And like I said, and that's because I've realised my potential. I'm starting to grasp like exactly what I'm doing, why I'm doing it, and the results are speaking for themselves. Obviously, my last fight was a total like one round blowout, like massive statement. And people that don't really know boxing think that was just a pushover. Like the inside boxing people know that was a well seasoned pro, well seasoned European level fighter. Like we said beforehand, there's not many more solid European fighters out there than the likes of Kareem Gurfi. So to go out there and do a job like that, it's a big statement. And it's not just that. It wasn't just a one-off performance. I'm doing the same in the gym. I'm surprising so many people in the gym, sparring really well, bigger, heavier guys. And I feel like I'm really starting to like get my style now. Obviously, we kind of changed like a whole new style since going with Ben and Lee. And I'm just getting better and better every single week. And it's just honestly so, so encouraging. And when I'm obviously that, like you say, in touching distance, there's no way I'm going to jeopardize any opportunities. And so this is why I'm staying ready. I'm ready to fight now. Like, I could fight next week, genuinely. I'm fit as a fiddle. I'm absolutely flying. And like I said, I think Ben and that are going to be surprised when I get back down. And because like I said, I have been built in the past to ballooning up and weight and let my fitness go on that. Like, I'm in a better position now than I was 4 weeks out from the cream fight. So it just shows you my discipline, dedication and everything. It's just, it's all going to pay off 100%.
Lee, have you had a day off?
I've had a couple, to be fair. I've had a couple. It's just been nice. But it's just nice to train, to enjoy it, like to work on things and have no pressure to, I need to get a big session in here. Like, I've got weight to make in a couple of weeks and I've got this. It's just nice to, like, have a good hard session, but, like, really fuel yourself for that session, then really fuel yourself after it. Like, all things like that. Like, I'm still eating really, really well. My diet is spot on. Like, that's a massive thing that's changed with me recently is my nutrition. And I think that's got another big, huge part to play in it in terms of my progression as well. Everything, I'm really, like, I'm a proper professional now. Like, I'm doing everything properly and the results are showing it. Like, if you put the work in, you will get the rewards 100%. It's took me on to that next level, I believe.
Well, I seen your post there, and I want to talk about the Everlast deal. And you said in your sort of Instagram post that there's a photo of you, maybe what, 8, 9, 10 years old, whatever it was, and you've got big Everlast gloves on. But now you're a sponsored Everlast athlete. First of all, talk to me about the deal with Everlast and stuff like that, and talk about me the sort of your post where you said, I never thought in a million years that this kid would wear them gloves and now be sponsoring an athlete. So just talking a little bit about that.
No, obviously, like, first of all, I'm just grateful to be a part of such a massive brand. Like you said, as a kid, like, they were the gloves I was wearing as a young kid, and just totally oblivious to what was to come. And, like, for example, if you were to say fast forward 10, 15 years, you'll be a sponsored athlete with these guys. You just simply wouldn't believe it. Like, you just wouldn't. So basically, moral of the story in that post was, like, all to all the younger generation and everyone out there, like, it is possible. Like, I'm just an ordinary young lad. I haven't had it easy. I've been brought up tough, rough estate. And I know people use that one a lot, though, rough council estate and blah, blah, blah. But genuinely, I've had the toughest part. And it just goes to show how, if you want it really bad, and like I said, you sacrifice your discipline, you work hard, but most importantly, believe in your dreams, then anything is possible. And I think that's true. And it's just unbelievable what Everlast are doing, signing 52 fighters within the year. Just unbelievable. And again, I think it's only going to encourage the younger generations to stick in and then really put everything into it. And because they're now seeing the opportunities that are going to be on the horizon for them when it's simple, finally their time to turn professional. Or I see that Everlast are even working with amateurs, like, everywhere, athletes in all different sports. So it's fantastic. And it's obviously, as I said, great for the younger generation, great for boxing, great for everybody involved in sport. And I really think it's encouraging a lot of kids to do the right thing rather than the bad things these days.
Definitely, that's a good message to put across as well for definitely these younger generations. And obviously the gyms are opening up soon, so hopefully we can get the new generation back in the boxing gyms, and we can finally get to the next Josh Taylor, the next Lee McGregor from Edinburgh and stuff like that. But Lee, another sponsored athlete from Everlast is our friend Josh Taylor, your gym mate, your big bro, as you call him. He's got a big fight out in May. You're going out there to continue your training with Ben and stuff like that, and obviously support your gym mate. Just talk to him about Josh and how much of an inspiration he is if he goes on, but when he goes on to become undisputed and stuff like that, is that something that you're hoping to become an undisputed champion similar to what Josh is?
Yeah, definitely. Of course. I just think that myself and Josh, again, Josh, another great example. Like, it's, if you work hard and put the work in, anything is possible. And we're going to continue to keep proving that. But in terms of, like, inspiration, yeah, I look up to Josh so much. I learn so much off him in the gym every single day, and we really do push each other on. I'm looking forward to getting out there for these last hard, tough 4 weeks. And that's another reason why I've stayed on it and stayed fit, because there's no way I'm going to be letting him get away with. I know he's going to be super fit and in unbelievable shape now compared to what it was when, obviously, I was back in camp. So it's, I'm wanting to stay with him and keep pushing him on. And that's it's good that I'm fit and ready to do that, because it'll be good for him to have that. Like we've both said before, we push each other on, and I genuinely think, well, I certainly wouldn't push myself as tough as what I do in the gym if I never had the likes of Josh and that alongside me, and he's the exact same. I think any boxer will tell you the same. No matter, obviously, you put 100% effort into everything you do, but I just think if you've got that teammate alongside you, or someone is, I think you get that extra 10% out yourself. So I think the most important part is camp now. In the last 4 weeks, it's going to be nice to join him, be alongside him, and push him and get him over that last final hurdle and make sure he's 100% ready. I'm sure he will be. And like I said, we keep talking about it. It's just going to be unbelievable when he gets all them belts, and we both can't wait for that that photo after. I think we're going to have about, I don't know how many belts, we'll need to count them, maybe 10 or 11. Every belt in boxing after this one. So
you've got
I've done my job and I'm confident you'll do the same.
Just break it down. You'll have the British, Commonwealth and European, and Josh will have all four belts plus the Ring magazine. So,
and this Commonwealth as well. He got the Commonwealth as well, didn't he? So yeah, there's two Commonwealths. There's a British, there's a European, there's every single world title. That's four. And then there's Ring, five, seven. Yeah, so you're talking like, that's going to be an unbelievable photo. So,
mate, you know I'm crashing that four, right?
It's just a shame, obviously, I can't bring my belts over with me, so we'll have to wait till we're back in Edinburgh for that.
Day up the castle, Esplanade, yeah, and stuff like that. Yeah. Again, I'm gatecrashing that portal. Lee, you mentioned Josh there, and you're pushing him on. Isn't there like a little competition between you two when you do your runs and your sprints and stuff like that, so you can get the fastest time? Is there a little bit of friendly competition between you and Josh?
No, definitely. Like, it's not as if it's like competition as in like, well, I know it is, to be honest, but we're not looking at it as like I'm going to beat you kind of thing. It's more like we're just pushing ourselves to 100% max effort, and like at the end of the day, you are going to compete against each other. We want to improve each other, and we've got that little competition there. So yeah, but there's no one any thingy about that. It's just like in a friendly way, like, and we want the best for each other. And I think that's why we both push each other on so much. And yeah, I just think that we definitely get the best out of each other when we're training alongside each other. So I'm really looking forward to joining up with him for the last 4 weeks. And it's going to be a tough 4 weeks for him. And I'm sure it will be for myself, even though I'm just, I should say, just getting back into it. But like I said, I've not stopped. So I'm in a perfect place. This far out from, obviously, no finalised date yet. Obviously, we were supposed to be on this Vegas card. I think there's been slight problems with visas in terms of being able to fight and stuff like that. So it's not looking likely that I'm going to be fighting, but either way, I'm going to be fighting very soon, and I'll have news on that potentially in the next week or two. So it's I'm in a perfect position, like I said. So best position I've ever been, and like what I said, like 4 weeks out from the Kareem fight, just with obviously the amount of cancellations and stuff, it was tough. I was down at the weight, back up, very, very challenging. But right at this moment in time now, I couldn't be in a better position.
Rightly, finally, before I let you go, obviously you are going to Vegas to support your gym mate Josh Taylor. I'm guessing you know he's going to win. But how does he win? Does he stop Ramirez?
He can do. Yeah, he can do. I think, obviously, Ramirez is tough. I think Josh, obviously, going to have to box out his skin. I think it's going to have to be a career-best performance. I think it's going to be. And the way we're all performing in the gym, I think it's going to be a massive statement. Whether or not, like you said, like, as Ben Davis, we just keep obviously shocking people. So I don't want to say anything because nothing will surprise me. Like, generally, a one-round shutout, nobody expected that with me. So I think this proved that I wouldn't write anything off. But what I do know is he will be coming back with all them belts and 100%. And I'll be throwing every single shot with him by the side, ringside. So I'm just obviously cannot wait to get over there, get settled in and just basically get in the zone with him. Because, like, I know it's his fight, but I do get emotionally attached a little bit as well, definitely. And I feel like it's a big night for us all, for the whole team. So I'm just looking forward to getting over there and zoning in as a team, and he'll get this job done, definitely, and we'll make sure that he's the best prepared for it.
All the belts in Scotland, can't wait.
I know, unbelievable, isn't it?
Definitely, but I know you've got a busy day ahead and a busy day tomorrow, so I won't keep you much longer. I do appreciate your time. But you did spot Jason Easton. I've seen the post there on Instagram as well. How was that?
Yeah, no, brilliant. Good. It was,
Jason still got it?
Yeah. Jason still, like you say, he's always training that himself anyway. And fingers crossed we can see him get back in that and get in the ring soon.
A lot of time for him.
So he's still hopeful and things hopefully looking good. I don't know what position he's in just yet, but my fingers and toes are crossed for him, because he's a waste of talent if he wasn't to get back in the ring. And let's hope that one day we do see him. Who knows, it could be the undercard, the big return home and Josh's next fight, defending all them belts, and me being on the undercard in a massive fight as well, and then the return of Jason. I tell you what, that would sell out any arena in Edinburgh. So fingers crossed we can all get back and sharing the shows together. And I think we're bringing big nights back to Scotland already, but let's bring even bigger nights back and get all the Edinburgh boxers and Scottish boxers involved, because like we say, Scottish boxing is booming just now, and let's continue to keep taking over.
Definitely. Well, my fingers and toes are crossed for Jason as well. Like I say, he's a good friend of mine, and he's doing everything he can. He stays fit and stuff like that, like I say. So it's good to see him at least getting back to sparring and stuff like that. So fingers crossed. Lee, won't keep you much longer, brother. I do appreciate your time as always, and might see you in a few weeks, my man. So stay safe, and I'll see you soon, mate.
Nice one, Andy. Thank you, mate.
Cheers, Lee. Cheers, man. Cheers.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.